Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host. I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Yesterday was day one of Gamescom in Cologne, Germany, and a whole lot happened. We had a Indie World Showcase, which is about a half hour long video from Nintendo featuring a whole bunch of indie games. Microsoft held an inside Xbox briefing that really showed a whole lot of gears. Not a whole lot else, to be super honest, but it was, it was Xbox. They got to show Gears, right? That's the next thing. Jeff Keighley, the guy who does the Game Awards, did a two-hour-long show that featured a whole lot of announcements and gameplay, including some Death Stranding stuff, which we hadn't seen before, an announcement of a Sega game that is going to compete, that is intending to compete with Civilization called Humankind. I'm not going to lie, when he teased it, he said that it was Sega bringing back a classic turn-based strategy formula, and I just about lost my darn mind because I thought that they were talking about Shining Force, which I would have been so stoked for. But anyway, and then Google did more Stadia stuff. So yesterday was a super big day. How about maybe one of the biggest announcements that didn't actually have anything to do with Cologne? It was Sony announcing that they have purchased Insomniac. That's the developer that made Spider-Man last year. This is not a surprise. How about this? It is not a surprise to me, and really to a lot of folks, that Insomniac was purchased by Sony and is now part of Sony Worldwide Studios. In fact, we posted this on the Facebook page, and a lot of folks, at least one person asked, like, aren't they already partners? And they're not. They had been contracted with Sony they had been contracted with Sony to make Ratchet and Clank, and they made the Ratchet and Clank games prior. They have made a lot of first-party Sony games, but they did take some time, and they have made some other non-Sony games. Like, for example, they made Sunset Overdrive for the Xbox One. So it was not unheard of for them to try and move on, spread their wings, but now here they are, Sony first-party studios. Spider-Man 2, or whatever it's going to be called, is a given. It was already a given, but now we're pretty I'm pretty excited. Great, good for Insomniac. They do great work, and they've only gotten better. And I think now with the official financial support of Sony Worldwide Studios, it's only going to go up. Maybe they'll even be able to have two teams. Who knows? So let's talk about Nintendo first, and I'll probably talk about some of the other stuff. I think I love their indie videos. It's literally just a video, and it goes trailer, 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 trailer for like 3 hours. The biggest announcement is that Ori and the Blind Forest, which was previously an Xbox One and PC exclusive, is coming to Nintendo Switch. So Ori and the Blind Forest, the definitive edition, is coming September 27th. That's a super big deal. It's a great get. It will be a wonderful game to play on the Nintendo Switch. So if you haven't already played it, Ori and the Blind Forest is an amazingly beautiful, haunting soundtrack. The soundtrack, it just lives in my brain, guys. It's so good. Like, when the trailer started, and within seconds, I was transported. And I mean that not to be hyperbolic. Just go listen to the Ori and the Blind Forest soundtrack. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It plays like this little white glowing spirit guy. Looks kind of like a gremlin. but he's good. And you get all sorts of kind of magic powers that help you navigate this natural world. And you have to use all those for platforming. And it is incredibly difficult in some situations, but it is always fair. There's one in the first game, because there's a sequel coming next year. In the first game, there is one section where you are trying to climb up a flooded tree. Like, the tree is flooding, so there's water coming up behind the path, and you've got to move. And man, when I got to the top of that tree, I don't remember ever being so excited about completing a challenge in a video game. And there are a number of challenges like that, where it's like, you just got to do it. This is a great Switch game. Some other, some other examples. I mean, we know Spiritfarer is coming. They talked about that. That's from Thunder Lotus. One of the quiet surprises was Torchlight 2. Torchlight 2 is like a Diablo clone. Clone's probably not the right word. Torchlight 2 is a Diablo-like game. So it's an action role-playing game, loot-based. Very cool, very stylish. I definitely can't wait to give that one a shot. I mean, it's a great multiplayer experience. So the surprise for me, though, the big, outside of Ori, which there had been rumors about, and it's not completely unheard of because of Cuphead, but the biggest surprise to me was this game that I hadn't seen before, and it was called Eastward. This is a game by Chucklefish. They are a publisher that they published Stardew Valley. This game is, so it's a role-playing game where you play as a guy, a miner, who discovers a young girl in this, like, post-fall, near-collapse society, if that makes sense. So it's kind of like, it's a very dystopian future. And he finds this girl with a mysterious past, and you kind of explore the environments. We shared this post on our Facebook page, and one of the EFG superfans said that it looked like Secret of Evermore. And you know what? I 100% agree. If you don't know what Secret of Evermore is, it's a action role-playing game that's kind of lost on the Super Nintendo. But it was kind of like Secret of Mana, only meant to be funnier. And this definitely feels and looks like that game. The art style is amazing. The music was super cool. It's an action RPG. It's coming out early 2020. And I'm actually really excited to give it a shot. The world and the characters, some of the enemies, looks really interesting. Now, last week on Engage, a Family Gaming Podcast, we talked about Skellboy with Amanda as a game that she played at Play NYC. December 3rd, it's coming to the Nintendo Switch. This game is super cute. It's got 2D art. It's kind of like Paper Mario, but instead of Mario, it is a skeleton. And one of the mechanics that I did not know is that you can exchange body parts, so to give yourself different powers. So Skellboy looked super cool. Now, how about this one? This is another one that really caught me because I have played it before. I actually wrote a preview for it from PAX East. It is Earth Knight. Now, Earth Knight is a dragon apocalypse platformer. You play as a girl, and essentially you are running along the backs of these dragons, trying to collect items and trying to get to the head without falling or taking too much damage, because then you want to kill the dragon. And the idea is you got to get rid of all of them. The levels are not procedurally generated, but they are... like the different components, it's almost like a Mega Man game where every screen was, chosen from a selection of set screens and then just put in a procedurally generated order. But the challenges are all things that over time, as you play them, you'll begin to recognize, oh, I'm doing this sequence now. Hand-drawn art, really cool music. This is one of those... it's an exciting game to play. I can't wait to get my hands on it. That's coming to Switch also. And that's not even it. I mean, they really did announce a ton of games, or announce that a ton of games are coming to the Switch. And this is also focusing on kind of the quote-unquote family-friendly stuff. Because they definitely had, and I don't mean to cough at you guys. Goodness. Hazards of the road, I guess. So, those are just some of the announcements. I mean, these videos, if you go to YouTube, if you look up Nintendo Indie World, you'll see the video. I encourage you to take a look, see some of these videos for see some of these trailers for yourself, and let me know in the comments. What do you think? Are these games for you? Maybe was there something that I forgot to mention that I was remiss to do so? So let me know. So I will be back tomorrow probably to talk about some of the Xbox stuff. But until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll talk soon. Bye now.